All right, David Villeman, here we are at the Moto Concepts Yamaha Media Day. You are the team manager. How's it going?
Doing really well. I'm really happy with the program. We're here today to present the bikes, the riders, and pretty much everything for the season. We actually have everything ready. We could go race tomorrow. So mm-hmm. I'm happy with that. It's been a long 3 months, long and short, but a lot of work to get everything ready to go. Mm-hmm. But we did it.
What, you know, this is your first year as a manager. What's something that's come up that you had no idea about? Like that you, like what are you, or what are you devoting your time to that you never realized you would have to do, you know, as a manager?
I don't think there's anything.
Here we go.
No, I don't think, you know, I was prepared mentally. Mm-hmm. There was a few things to fix, you know, to when I got there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and pretty much we kept all our sponsors and, you know, we only added Tommy Hahn to the program, but we had to sign everything. All our contracts were due. Nothing was ready to go. So pretty much dealt with all of our sponsors, our riders, and, you know, traveled with Kyle to the Euro races as a prep, and it's going good, but like I said, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, you know, the tent, the semi, the truck driver, the mechanics, the every day at the shop, you know, there's always something, you know.
Right. Lots of times, I'm not going to name any names, but I've had some managers that are ex-racers that aren't any good because you guys, as racers, have everything taken care of for you, but I've always thought you would make a good manager, even when you were, you know, a top rider in the sport. Why is that? Is it just the way your dad brought you up, your mom and dad brought you up? Why are you better than, say, any other fast racers that are managers?
I'm not really sure, but what I know is I did not have a mechanic all the way until I was maybe 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So my dad was a mechanic, and I was working on my bikes during the week. Like, I was bicycling in the morning or walking on bikes, going riding, and washing my practice bike. I was always in the shop at the house and doing stuff, and I was involved in the racing. Seems like I see a lot of Americans as amateurs, the top amateurs, they don't really do much.
Right.
They show up at Loretta Lynn's, the bike's there, you know, they fly. It's a different world from what I've known.
Right.
You know, and I think I said something to my friends and to my dad. I think all the years I spent in our little shop in France helped me so much on this new job, maybe more than my 10 years of pro career in the U.S.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I think I learned more with my dad and working on bikes and developing stuff with them back in the day than actually racing, really. So I'm thankful for that, of all the experience, not as past racer, but mm-hmm. as past, you know, kid growing up. And when I was 8 years old, I was changing my top end on the 60s. So,
right.
You know, I liked it, and my dad made me do it, and he thought it was a good idea for me to know everything, how a carburetor was working and how a suspension was working, just to tell him what to do to mm-hmm. make it better. So I think, and also, I love a strategy, and I'm a big fan of fantasy soccer league and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like, so I'm also as a managing stuff is one of my passions. So, you know, it's been good, and so far so good. I'm sure I'm gonna make mistakes and forget stuff, and you know, mm-hmm. hopefully that won't be big and they won't affect the riders.
Like tightening the front brake caliper.
Yeah, like, something like that. Right. It's not really my job, but, you know, some sort of things, yes.
What kind of manager are you going to be, do you think, as a rider? Are you going to, I mean, because let's face it, you've won, you know, everything there is to win as far as races, nationals and supercrosses and big bikes and small bikes. I imagine if a racer comes in and gives you an excuse, you're going to know right away whether it's going to work or not, that excuse, right? Because you've been there, done that.
Yes, I've been there, done that. I, you know, it's difficult because I'm not really a kind of guy to be sugarcoating stuff.
Right.
You know?
And yes, I would agree with that.
And it's sometimes it might sound arrogant or, you know, whatever. But I'm here to make the program better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've tried so many parts, so many stuff on the dirt bike that any of our guys would ever try.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of went around it. You know, the bikes are still the same, you know. And but yes, it's gonna be tough for me to maybe to keep
bite
my,
your tongue a little bit.
Yeah, to keep my composure to deal with riders and stuff. But you know, they've been nice so far. And you know, the thing what they need to realize and that I'm not against them. I'm here to make the Moto Concepts looks good,
right.
Look good, and I'm here to make the program better. And I'm here to help the guys just mm-hmm. to do the best they can and to ride at their full potential. So. When I say something, I hope and wish they could help, they could listen and maybe give it a try,
right.
and see if, from themselves if it's better or not.
And what are your expectations for Chisholm, Hahn, and Freeze? Like, what do you think they should do? Where are they going to be?
The goals are different for all the riders.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they have set goals. You know, I don't mm-hmm. want them to be dreaming about, you know. There's a saying from Oscar Wilde that I love. It says, ambition is the last refuge of failure. I think you don't want to have too big of ambition, mm-hmm. you know, or actually say to the press or to me, oh, I'm going to be winning, I'll be on the podium.
Right.
You have to have goals, high goals, but not too much. And you have to be 100% ready. You know, I can say all day I'm going to be champion, but it doesn't matter if you don't put the work you need
right.
to be, you know. So, like I said, the goals are, let's start with Vince. I think it's his Mike's choice to have Vince in the team, and we're helping him to we give him the best bike we can,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything. So for him, you know, I want him to be in the main every weekend, and then when he's in the main, just it's a bonus, you know.
Yep.
The other guys, you know, they're on paper or top 10 guys. Last year they were top 10, 8 or 9 or 10 or something around there.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year will be more difficult. There's more guys,
right.
you know, there's guys moving up, there's guys that are healthy, ready to race. I think it's going to be difficult, but, you know, if you put my two guys in top 10, I know I might be happy.
You'll be happy?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Steve Lamson, Moto Concepts, product brand manager, product development manager. What's your title?
Officially, it's product promotional manager
okay,
for the product
right.
side.
How's that going?
It's actually going good. We're really, you know, Mike put me in that position, took me off the managing mm-hmm. side for the 2010 season, so... I'm getting used to it. It's different for me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm enjoying it a lot because I'm not traveling every weekend. I'm home, you know, kind of a little more
yeah.
family life now.
DV's into that grind now, where you're home. You don't even unpack your bag. You just work a few days and then back on the road, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you got almost 30 races, and you leave on Thursday, get home on Sunday. You're at the shop for 3 days, and you're back on the road again
yeah.
almost every week. So. I'll be doing little longer trips, you know, going to the amateur races, taking the motor home,
mm-hmm.
and then doing our display and selling product also.
How is the products doing, the mats and the stands and the steps and all that? How's that going?
Actually, it's going good. We kind of branched off into the RV side a little bit
mm-hmm.
with our step and then doing like the moto pad, but a little bit smaller, like four squares.
Yep.
For underneath your steps going into your motor homes.
Yep.
And that actually has been a really, really big hit right now.
Oh,
so,
cool.
That's been good, and obviously we got a new moto pad coming out that's no assembly required, just
mm-hmm.
folds up, a little bit smaller, but durable also. And then obviously our stands, I mean, our price point's so good on everything, and the quality is so good that we just need to get it out there, get people to understand how good it is and buy it.
You know, we just finished talking about how you just got on a bike for the first time in a long time. You rode a 450 shootout. How'd that go?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I was really tired.
Really
tired?
I think
it was like the first day I rode, I went up and did that. Jimmy Lewis and those guys and Chris called me and said, hey, come on up and do it. And
mm-hmm.
and I went for it, but it was a long day. Yeah, it's pretty tired, but it was fun though. Just getting on the bikes, riding all the bikes, just feeling the difference, you know, rather than just being on one brand all the time. So, yep. It was fun though.
Now, as a you know, former top rider, national champion, what's your thoughts on the season coming up? It's exciting, right?
It'll be interesting. It's probably going to be one of the most interesting seasons. I mean, we sat down at the shop the other day and like counted all the guys that are in 450 class, mm-hmm. and you're looking at 20 guys that are going to be.
Right.
Good, you know, so it's going to be interesting. So I'm pretty pumped to still be part of the team a little bit, you know, working with the guys, and Villeman's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. So it'll be cool to be there, do some of the right go and help out a little bit.
Reunion of Team MDK Honda.
Yeah, Villeman was my first year, and he was on there with Nick Way. So
yeah.
It's kind of cool to be back, and he's really taken me in pretty good because I'm down at the shop every day dealing with the product stuff. And then,
yep.
I've been trying to help him out a little bit too. If he needs something, you know,
right.
You know, just let him concentrate on what he needs to concentrate on, and relieve him a little bit. So I'm just kind of floating around a little bit doing that. So.
Yeah. And as a former racer, what did you always used to think coming into the first race, Supercross season? Did you ever think that you were ready, or was it always a case of the first race sneaking up on you? Like, no matter how much you trained and rode, you always that question in the air, huh?
You know what? To be honest with you, I mean, I always would come up like, yeah, am I really ready to go racing, you know? But
yeah, yeah.
I could look back at my career, to be honest with you, and I was talking to a couple of our riders the other day, and I said, you know what? Your time span's so short in this industry.
Yeah.
You better do everything you can right now, and you're not going to regret it and look back after you're done racing and go, wow, I should have done this.
Right.
But that's one thing I could say. I was always prepared, and I did everything I could.
Yeah. And unless you take out Jeremy McGrath on purpose, like in 97.
Yeah, intentionally took him out. Yeah,
well, I'm just kidding.
I know,
but yeah, that race couldn't have got any worse for you as far as openers go. What was your best opener as a racer?
I mean, always Anaheim's, you know. But I was always never really that strong on Supercross. You
yeah.
know, I mean, I was always the top three guy. Never won a race, but I've been on the podium plenty.
Yeah, I like
of
how
times.
You say, I like how you say you're never that strong, but you were on the podium 8 bajillion times.
Yeah, but I look back at it now and I go, man, I never won a Supercross either in the lights or 250
right.
class, which is now the 450 class.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, I fall back and look at myself on the outdoors. That was my strongest point.
Right,
and,
right.
And, you know, I came away and can actually say I won a couple championships. So it makes me feel pretty good
right,
to
right.
say that.
Yeah, I'd say so. And Motocross and Nations teams, and yeah. Where can people go to get learn more about Motoconcept products?
Just motoconcepts.com. I mean, we got to actually updating our website and doing all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So we got a lot of new product out there, and we're going to be hitting up, obviously, all the Supercrosses outdoors and having a display that people can look at the product at the truck. And also,
yep.
I'm going to be pretty much going to all the big amateur races and selling product and, you know, have the display trailer all set up and try to get it going.
And then one last question. When are we doing our podcast, Lammy? I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm ready right now. Let's go.
Can't do it now.
It only took like a year. I know. We are going to get it done the next couple days.
All right. Thanks, Lammy.
Thank you.